I've spoken recently about the seriousness of Trump's disloyalty as reflected in the whistleblower's complaint, his drive to imitate Hitler in exercising power, and the way rising wrong-wing violence is aggravating the threat from Trump. All are reasons to impeach or defeat Trump as soon as possible, and they combine to aggravate the danger of a dictatorial takeover. But the environmental damage that Trump is aggravating is also a form of mass murder. It will drive millions of people out of their homes, if they're lucky, and kill, starve, or suffocate them if they're not. That's mass murder. And mass murder is certainly a good reason to impeach a president. He's aggravating global warming by removing limits on the production of greenhouse gases, particularly carbon dioxide and methane, reducing efforts to substitute solar and wind power for methods that produce greenhouse gases. He removed protections on public lands that absorb some of what we pour into the air. And by removing limits on what we pour into the oceans, he's reduced the ocean's ability to feed us. Global warming brings many threats. It aggravates forest fires, and many things compound the problems of global warming, like the destruction of the Brazilian rainforest. But what can we do? Actually, lots of things, provided we have people in Washington who take it seriously. People on other continents have been converted from poachers to defenders of our natural patrimony with well-targeted incentives. That can be done in Brazil. A committed administration could find ways to encourage Brazilians to take care of their rainforest. But it won't be done by an administration that belittles the damage and cares less. The same is true of the oceans. Global climate change is acidifying the oceans. As they become more acidic, the oceans will not sustain much of the marine life we depend on. Can we stop the process? Again, the answer is yes, if we have an administration in Washington that takes the problem seriously and puts its minds together to deal with it. Burning fossil fuels creates some of the acids that are causing the acidification of the oceans. So there are double benefits to dealing with the burning of fossil fuels that create greenhouse gases. Not only can we keep the Earth at a livable temperature, but we can keep the oceans fertile. Frankly, I think this is a loyalty issue. All of those people who are supporting the fossil fuel industry and its unleashing of greenhouse gases are doing great damage to our country. That definitely includes the president, much of his administration, Mitch McConnell, and all members of both houses of Congress who refuse to support effective action against climate change. They're threatening the survival of Americans and the country itself. As far as I'm concerned, that's a good definition of treason. We've got to clean up the environment with the method that Mary Martin made famous in South Pacific. We've got to wash those men right out of our hair and every place else.